With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has given the Hamas terrorist organization until 12 noon tomorrow to release all Israeli and American hostages it's still holding or face massive military attacks by Israel. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, former U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says President Trump has taken the handcuffs off the Israeli military, unlike during the Biden years.
Yeah, that's a game-changing dynamic. And I think Hamas recognizes that as well. And the only question really is, will they blink? I have my doubts. I mean, they should, acting as a rational actor, they should blink. Their days are numbered. They're going to be eradicated. They should release all the hostages and use that as a means to find an exit. But that would mean a defeat. And I don't think that they have constitutionally the ability to accept that unless it's forced upon them.
David Friedman's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, federal workforce layoffs have begun as the administration strives to cut the size and the cost of government. A federal judge hits the pause button on Trump plans to dismantle USAID.
After a three-hour hearing, U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols said he was blocking plans to put thousands of USAID workers on leave until next Friday.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Trump planning tariffs to match those charged by other countries on U.S. imports, the president says. It's all about fairness. Heavy debris flows in wildfire-ravaged Southern California following torrential rains. It's a high risk of mud and rock slides. Heavy snow and ice in Oregon and Washington State resulting in havoc on the highways. Dow futures down 157, and this is SRN News. New study reveals who Generation Z trusts.
The Barna Group has been asking teens and young adults who they take their spiritual questions to, and the answer is mom and dad. Gen Z go to their parents with spiritual concerns before they consult their pastor, their youth minister, or their friends. And when you break the data down, the poll shows that mom is the one young people are most likely to approach with spiritual questions, outpacing dad 53% to 35%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than two dozen liberal religious groups have filed a federal lawsuit challenging a Trump administration move giving immigration agents more leeway to make arrests at houses of worship. The plaintiffs range from the Mennonites to Unitarian Universalists to the Union for Reform Judaism. The lawsuit contends that the new policy is spreading fear of raids, thus lowering attendance at worship services. This is SRN News. A bipartisan effort is underway on Capitol Hill to ensure that AM radio remains a staple in every car across the country.
With concerns over public safety, free speech, and rural accessibility, lawmakers are pushing back against automakers' moves to phase out AM radio from new vehicles. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Massachusetts Democrat Senator Ed Markey are fighting back against efforts to remove AM radios from new cars. Senator Cruz emphasized its significance, saying, quote, "It's critical to keep us safe. It also continues to be the most reliable form of emergency communication during severe weather and power outages." Bernie Bennett reporting.
After about a month, TikTok has returned to the Apple and Google app stores. The popular China-owned app is back after President Trump delayed enforcement of a TikTok ban. It's estimated that more than 170 million Americans use the video sharing app, the target of national security as well as privacy concerns. More details at SRNNews.com.